耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The name of the God is worthy to be praised.
从日出之地到日落之处，凡有血气的都当赞美耶和华。
In the land where the sun rises or where it sets, all those with a breath shall give praise.
你创造天地万物。
You created everything.
你也创造你所心爱的人。
And you also created man whom you love.
你愿意我们每一个被创造的是按着你的形象与样式像你的儿子。
It's your hope, the desire that all those whom you created can take on the image of your son.
可是我们人没有听你的话。
But yet we did not listen to you.
我们背离了你的命令。
We rebel against your commandments.
我们就堕落到罪与死的辖制里头。
So therefore we have fallen to death, under the bound of death.
我们本来是在神的家中与神一起生活。
We used to live in the house of God to live together with God.
但是我们犯罪以后就被赶出了伊甸园。
But after we have sinned, we've been driven out of the Garden of Eden.
主啊，我们是得罪了你。
Lord, we have sinned against you.
我们也亏负了你的荣耀。
And we have shortchanged your glory.
但是你没有放手。
But yet you did not give up on us.
你不舍弃我们的大爱。你来在我们这些罪人中间动了奇妙的善功。
And your great love, who's never changed and never given up on us, you did this wonderful miraculous work among us.
你用行动来证明你对我们每一个人的大爱。
And by your action, you proved your great love to each and every one of us.
你把你的爱子舍了。
And you gave up your only begotten son.
他是你独生的爱子。
He's your only begotten son.
你用他的生命来买赎我们这些堕落人的生命。
And you have purchased our fallen lives with the life of your son.
你把我们从世界各个的角落找回来。
And you found us from all corners of the earth.
你用你儿子的宝血来洗净我们一切的罪恶。
And you have cleansed us of all our sins using your son's precious blood.
你又把他复活的生命赏赐给我们。
You gave us his resurrected life.
让我们能够在神的家里再回到你的面前来称你为我们每一个人的阿爸父。
And so that we can return to your house and stand before you and call you Abba Father.
这是何等奇妙的恩典。
What an amazing grace this is.
我们每一次的聚集我们都要来诉说神为我们每一个人所成就的大功。
And every time we gather, we shall praise upon all the great works that you have done on us.
你又叫你的儿子今天做教会的元首。
And you call your son to become the head of the church.
你叫我们成为基督的身体。
And for us to become members of the body of Christ.
让我们成为一个器皿，能够盛装基督一切的丰富。
So that we become a vessel capable of holding all the abundant blessing of Christ.
这一切都是超过我们所能理解，我们可能想都没有想过的事。
And all this is beyond what we could fathom.
但是你却定规了这个荣耀的旨意。
And you have ordained this glory.
主啊，我们就祷告。
And so, Lord, we pray.
愿你这样伟大的工作能够完全成就在你的教会中。
So that your great work can be accomplished in your church.
愿我们每一个蒙爱的人，我们不再关注我们自己的事，而是来关注神你要成就的工。
So that everyone whom you love, may we no longer fix our eyes upon things that we care about, but rather the work that you want to be done.
我们祷告，愿你的旨意成就。
We pray that your will be done.
我们祷告，愿我们每一个人都献身来让你做工在我们每一个人的身上。
We pray that we will offer our body so that your work can be done on us.
因为你是我们的大祭司。
For you are a high priest.
主啊，你要把神整个的计划完成在我们每一个蒙救赎的儿女们中间。
You want God's great plan to become a reality on every single one of us.
求主今天向我们继续说话。
We pray that the Lord will continue to speak to us today.
打开我们心中的眼睛，能够明白你话语中的奥秘。
Open the eyes of our hearts so that we can understand your words.
神的儿子叫我们自由，我们就真自由了。
And the Son of God allows us to cause to be free so that we can truly be free.
我们可以全心全意的来侍奉你的旨意。
And so we offer our complete being in order to serve your will.
愿你的名得到最大的荣耀。
May your name receive the greatest glory.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主。
You want to thank our Lord?
很高兴看到弟兄姊妹在主日的早晨。
It's very great to see brothers and sisters on this Sunday.
我们最近一直在讲一个非常重要的题目。
So we've been talking about this very important topic.
这个题目是根据圣经的最后一卷书叫做启示录。
So this topic came from the very last book of the Bible called the Book of Revelation.
神用他的仆人约翰。
God used his servant John.
那个时候他已经九十多岁的一个老弟兄。
And at that point, he was a brother in his 90s.
当时的皇帝叫 Domitian, 罗马的皇帝。
The Roman Emperor Domitian.
他逼迫基督徒
，He persecuted Christians.
所以呢，就把这当时的教会的唯一的主耶稣的门徒，十二个门徒最后一个，把他流放在巴摩海岛。
So he exiled the very last remaining of the 12 disciples. He exiled him to this deserted island.
这个老人孤单的在这一个巴摩海岛上。
So this old man was all alone on the island of Patmos.
世界的人。弃绝了他
，So he was forgotten by the people of this world.
但是他所爱的主，他所侍奉的这一位主耶稣，没有忘记他。
But yet the Lord whom he served, whom he loved, did not forget, has not forgotten.
他说有一个主日的早晨
，He said on one Sunday,
他可能就在海边祷告亲近神。
Maybe he at that during that morning he was by the seaside praying to God.
忽然间他听见有一个声音在他后头跟他讲话。
All of a sudden he heard his voice coming from behind him.
所以他转身要看向他说话的是谁。
So he wanted to turn around and see who is it that's talking to him.
他就看到这位荣耀的耶稣向他显现。
And he saw this glorious Jesus appearing to him.
那整个的启示录是八个大的意象，神把他的心向人来展开，要告诉全世界的人神怎么样在耶稣升天之后到耶稣的将来一切神要做的事情借着八个大的意象向他来表明。
And so this whole entire book of Revelation composes eight visions. These eight visions that God shared with John that he wanted the people of the world to know from the time when Lord Jesus was raptured until he comes again. How will he accomplish all this through these eight visions?
他告诉我们他忽然间看见这位跟他说话的耶稣是一个荣耀的主行走在七个金灯台中间。
The very first vision he saw was that the Jesus who was talking to was full of glory, walking among the seven golden lampstands.
那么我们老中不知道什么叫做金灯台。
So for Chinese, we probably are not very familiar what this lampstand means.
因为这是犹太人的神对他们的启示。
Well, this is more like a Jewish tradition. And
那我们读圣经我们就知道了。
But we'll understand this through reading of the Bible.
金灯台是原来在旧约的时候最早是出现在会幕的里头。
So the earliest mentioning of this is in the Old Testament, that's in the within the tabernacle.
这是摩西的时代，神叫他建的一个会幕。
So this is during the time of Moses, and God commanded him to build this tabernacle.
后来到了国度的时代。
And then into the when they build their own kingdom.
神用大卫的儿子所罗门就建了第一个圣殿。
And through the son of David, King Solomon, God built this very first temple.
它的设计跟原来的那个会幕是大同小异的。
And the design of the temple is pretty much the same in principle compared to the tabernacle.
那在会幕里头的圣所与在这个圣殿中的那一个圣殿的第一个房间叫做圣所，那里面有金灯台。
And so within this temple, the very first room is the holy place. Within that place, the golden lampstand.
那每天祭司到会幕也好，到圣殿也好，他们侍奉神的时候， 就来到了这一个房间所看见的第一件事情就是要灯把这个灯点亮。
And so every day, these priests, whether they come into the tabernacle or go into the temple, the very first thing they do when they enter into that room is to light that golden lampstand.
可是当主耶稣向约翰显现的时候，这是在90年代第一个世纪。
And so when Jesus appeared to John, that was the very first century in the 90s.
那这个时候我们读历史的人就知道，在以色列本来有一个圣殿，就是主耶稣在的时候，那是第二个圣殿。
And so for those who read history, you'll know that when at the time of Jesus, that was actually the second temple.
到主耶稣曾经预言，将来这个你们看荣耀美轮美奂的圣殿，有一天没有一块石头要留在石头上。
But yet, at the time Jesus prophesied already that one day not one stone will be left on top of another.
对门徒来讲，这是简直是太不可思议了！伟大神的殿，怎么神会让它变成一块石头不在石头上呢
？To the disciple, this may be something that they cannot comprehend at all. How could this glorious temple of God be left in ruins?
耶稣讲这个预言的时候，大概是主后30年。
So when the Lord Jesus prophesies about this, it's probably around 30 AD.
什么时候应验？
And when did it become reality?
40年后。
And it become reality 40 years later.
这是一件大事，在以色列的历史当中，就是到主后70年，罗马的王子提多来围绕耶路撒冷攻打，2年之后就把这个城破了，圣殿拆了，烧了。
So this is a great event in the history of the church as well as the Jewish people is that it's 40 years later the Romans came and to completely destroy the temple.
那对犹太人来讲，这是他们信仰的中心。
So to the Israelites, that's the core of their belief.
他们要到神面前来献祭敬拜神，解决他们罪的问题，神都有非常严格的规定，在全世界只有这个地方可以献祭来为他们以色列人赎罪。
So God had a very strict order on how and where the Israelites could come to make sin offerings for their sins, and that's the only place. The temple is the only place.
那现在忽然间圣殿拆了。
And now all of a sudden it's destroyed.
对犹太人的信仰来说，那等于把他们的灵魂给挖了，对吧
？And so it's for the Israelites. That's as if you have just gouge out the whole their soul.
因为他们不能向神献祭了。
Because now they can no longer offer their sacrifices to God. 那也就是他们的罪
就没有办法得着赦免了。
And that means their sin no longer can be forgiven.
但是就着神的旨意来讲
，But according to the will of God,
新约的时代从神的儿子来到这个地上。
In the New Testament, which started from the time when Lord Jesus was born,
他为人开了一条新的路。
He opened this new and living way.
设立了一个新的约。
And established a new covenant.
是根据神的儿子耶稣基督流血所立的约，来拯救我们所有相信他的人。
And it's a covenant built upon the precious blood that our Lord Jesus have shed, and using that to save mankind.
只要你能够相信接受耶稣的救赎。
So in other words, as long as you believe in the salvation of Christ,
这个赦罪的恩典就白白的赐给你。
This blessing of the salvation will be given to you for free.
顺便说一句，昨天晚上我们是福音晚会。
By the way, we had our gospel meeting last night.
我们弟兄姐妹做见证。
Our brothers and sisters gave testimony.
有一位信主了。
And praise the Lord, we have one participant who accepted the Lord.
所以你就知道这个传福音这件事情是教会的责任。
So from this, you know that it is the responsibility of the church to share the gospel.
神的心盼望我们每一个人听见神儿子的福音。来相信他，接受他。
It's will heart desire of God for everyone who hears about the gospel of His Son to accept Jesus.
所以耶稣完成这个救赎是主后30年。
So Lord Jesus completed the salvation around 30 AD.
40年后，这个圣殿就拆了。
And then 40 years later, this temple was destroyed.
因为就着神来解决人罪的问题，他的实现是实现在他儿子耶稣基督在哥哥他山上被挂十字架，这个救赎就完成了。
So, from the perspective of God, His desire, His will to save people through His Son has been already accomplished on Mount Calvary. So that was completed through his son. But yet the Israelites do not believe this.
所以在一个不相信耶稣的以色列人中间，他们的罪要怎么解决呢？
So for Israelites who do not believe in Jesus, how do they deal with their sins?
所以他们就要建第三个殿，对吧？
How could they have their sins forgiven? They need to build a third temple.
这是以色列人从那一天圣殿被拆以后，这两千年来从来没有改变过的那一个。
And this has been the prayer of the Israelites for more than 2,000 years ever since the destruction of the Second Temple.
那这本伟大的圣经里面就预言这个第三个殿有一天是会被建的。
And in this great Bible, it prophesies that one day this third temple will be built.
但是那个殿建出来的时候不是为着耶稣而建，乃是为着敌基督而建。But
when that temple was built, it's not built for Jesus, but rather for the Antichrist.
但是不管怎么样，重点是在这个意象的里头。第一个意象就告诉约翰，你所爱的侍奉的这位耶稣，他今天是在天上的真帐幕那个圣所里头，他行走在七个金灯台中间。
But regardless of this, but rather today what we're talking about is in this vision that John saw, that he saw that in it says, the Jesus whom you love today walks in heaven, is walking within the true tabernacle in heaven and walking among the seven golden lampstands. So after our Lord Jesus sacrificed himself upon the cross, he was buried by his disciples. But yet before his death, he prophesied that he will die, but yet he will be resurrected 3 days later. And through his resurrection, he shall prove first that he is the Son of God.
已经把一个新的生命给了这个世界相信他的人。And
through his resurrection, also secondly, he wanted to prove that he had also given his resurrected life to the people of this world.
我们常常说重生这两个词。We
often talk about this word, born again.
为什么基督徒要强调这个born again重生呢？
So why do Christians always emphasize this term, born again?
因为如果我们基督徒没有得着一个新的生命的话，
because as Christians, if we have not received this new life,
凭着我们从老亚当，从我们父母亲承接的这个老旧的生命，是没有办法建神的国，也没有办法进神的国。
Because through this old life that we have inherited from Adam and our parents, that we cannot enter into this new kingdom.
所以主耶稣就告诉他的门徒，你必须重生。
So that's why Jesus told his disciples that you must be born again.
那谁能重生呢？
So who could be born again?
只有你接受耶稣基督十字架恩典的人，你就可以从圣灵生。
So only the people who have accepted Christ, accepted that life of the cross, then you can be born again.
那主耶稣复活向门徒显现在地上有40天。
And so after our Lord Jesus was resurrected, he appeared to his disciple for 40 days.
然后他从橄榄山升天了。And
then he was raptured, he ascended on the Mount Olive.
所以门徒心里面一直有个好奇。
And so his disciple always wondered this about this.
他们跟随侍奉的这位主现在升天了，他天天在天上干嘛？
So this Lord they have been serving all this time, he ascended. So what has he been up to?
这是每一个信主的人都好奇的一件事情，升天的主耶稣每天干嘛？
So this is something that all the people who believe in Jesus are wondering about. What has he been doing up there?
这个第一个意象就是回答他们。 这位升天的耶稣天天忙什么事？
And so this very first vision is an answer to their question about what this Lord Jesus has been doing.
所以第一个意象，一位荣耀的大祭司行走在七个金灯台中间，就告诉了我们每一个基督徒，我们的主，第一，他是我们的大祭司。
And so this vision of the high priest walking among the golden lampstand tells us this. The very first point is that he is a high priest.
他的 office 在哪里?
And where is his office located?
他每天上班, the office 在哪里?
Where does he go to work, so to speak?
天上照圣经希伯来书第八章告诉我们。
So according to Hebrews chapter 8, it tells us,
有一个实体的真帐幕是在神的宝座。
The true tabernacle in heaven is at the throne of God.
那按照当年神启示给摩西造会幕的时候，每天会幕都有祭司、大祭司要进去侍奉神的。
And so according to what was revealed to Moses at the time, it also means that there is this high priest who will be entering into the tabernacle each day.
在那个会幕里头，他们第一是要点灯。
And their very first job when they enter is to light the lamp.
第二，那个陈设饼的桌子。
And the second is to set the table for the bread.
讲到耶稣是我们的玛拿的 the bread of life, 生命之粮。
And talk about how Jesus is our bread of life.
那前面有一个金香炉是讲到祭司要在那里烧香祷告的。
And there's also this golden incense, where people burn incense.
所以呢，这一个大金灯台在这个意象里面圣经解释了。
And so this golden lampstand here the Bible explains.
主耶稣在地上讲道的时候曾经说，我是世界的光。
So when our Lord Jesus was preaching on this earth, he once talked about how he is the light of this world.
他呼召门徒跟随他。
And he called his disciples to follow him.
跟随我的就不在黑暗里。
And he said that those who follow me shall no longer walk in darkness.
好，那么今天在启示录里面，他来让我们看见这个七个金灯台的时候，他说这是七个教会。
And so today in the book of Revelation, we saw that the seven golden lampstand he revealed to us means that the seven churches.
这个灯台是代表的地上的教会。
So this golden lampstand represents the church.
灯台的上面有一个油灯，这个油灯是讲到耶稣基督是这个世界的光。
And upon each stand was this lamp, giving light, and that represents that our Lord Jesus is the light of this world.
地上从主后三十年圣灵降临之后，教会开始了。
And so after the Holy Spirit was poured down on earth, 30 years later, the church was started.
那这一个金灯台就代表着主他每天他要料理他在地上每一个教会的属灵的光景。
And so the golden lampstand walking among them means that every single day, our Lord Jesus tends to his churches.
所以神对每一个地上的教会都一清二楚。
And so our Lord Jesus he knows exactly what goes on in his churches.
他就要约翰把他对教会要讲的话又一样一封一封的信都写下来。
And so he commanded John to write down all his words to his church.
所以到了启示录第二章第三章，就是七封信是耶稣大祭司写给七个教会的。
And so in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3 are these letters that the Lord Jesus, our high priest, wants to communicate to his seven churches.
好，那我们这一次今年我们的 focus 是在这一位耶稣，他以大祭司的身份来启示他的自己。
And so the focus of our message topic for this year is what what our Lord Jesus asked the high priest wants to communicate to his churches.
所以我们要认识，不但耶稣在十字架上成为我们的救赎主。
So we need to know not only that our Lord Jesus become ourselves as Savior upon the cross.
他重生了我们。
We were all born again.
我们因为信了他，圣灵把耶稣复活的生命赏赐给我们每一个神的儿女。
Because we believe in him, so the Holy Spirit gave this resurrected life into every single one of us.
但是神的心意不是仅仅在我们个人得救而已。
But the Lord doesn't stop at just it's not good enough that we're just saved.
我们很多的人认为我只要我得救了，我将来我也受了洗了， 将来可以上天堂，哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
So a lot of people may mistakenly think that, oh, I'm saved, I'm baptized, hallelujah, I'll be going to heaven in the future.
然后就消失在地球上。
And then they just go and disappear from the face.
那我们在那里过自己的日子，我们好像觉得将来的 insurance 已经买好了。
And then we still continue to live, go about our old lives and feel like, oh, we just bought insurance for our afterlife.
对。将来的签证也签好了。
We got our visa in the future.
那么以后到天堂就凭着这个我们就可以见上帝了。
And so when we die and go to heaven, by this little visa we just got, then we can see God.
这完全是一个误解。
So that's a completely misunderstanding.
神花这么大的力气就是要等你上天堂，将来跟他一起能够 barbecue 吗？
Did God spend all this effort, time and time just so that later you can go to heaven and eat barbecue with him?
这都是对圣经完全的不明白。
So this is a show of true lack of understanding of the Bible.
所以你要看到神向约翰显现，他要对教会讲话。
So here you can see that God appeared to John because he has messages for his church.
那我们怎么样来认识这位升天的耶稣呢？
So how do we get to know about this Jesus who ascended?
那在第一个意象里头，主耶稣就以大祭司的身份来启示他的自己。
And so in this very first vision, Lord Jesus revealed himself as this high priest.
所以我们今年就放很多的时间一起来思想，到底这位大祭司是我们怎么样来认识他。
And so this year we spent a lot of time to truly get to know this high priest.
所以我建议你，如果你忘了我讲了什么，赶快上网好好的把过去今年讲到主耶稣是我们的大祭司一堂一堂的课都重新的去听去复习。
So if you have forgotten about this, then I strongly advise you to go back and review all the messages we had so far this year on the topic of Christ being our high priest.
好，我们上次讲到主耶稣是按照麦基洗德的等次来做我们的大祭司。
And so last time we talked about how our Lord Jesus was by the order of Melchizedek, become our high priest.
所以我花了一个主日来讲谁是麦基洗德。
So I spent a whole Sunday message talking about
主耶稣怎么样麦基洗德的等次来做教会的大祭司。
And how God used the order of Melchizedek to become this high priest.
今天我要再进一步
for the church. So today I want to take a deeper dive.
这位大祭司要做工在我们每一个人的身上。
So this high priest will do work on every single one of us.
好，请我们打开希伯来书第四章第十二节到十三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 4.
第十二节到十三节，我们荧幕上有这个圣经节。
Verse 12 to 13.
我们一起来看这两节圣经。
Let's take a look at these two passages.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入抛开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit of both joints and marrow and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
在这个地方，我相信我们读过希伯来书的人一定读过这段圣经。
So I believe that all of us who have read the book of Hebrew must have read this passage.
对啊，我要问你懂不懂这段圣经在讲什么。
But let me ask you this, do you truly understand what this passage is talking about?
你大概最好的答案就是似懂非懂。
Probably your best answer would be kind of.
对不对？为什么在这里忽然间出现，神的道比两刃的利剑更快，而且说到要刺入骨节与骨髓，灵与魂。
So why is it here mentioning that the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword, and why does it pierce into the soul and spirit?
跟你我有什么关系？
What does all this have to do with us?
所以我们实在不太明白为什么神在这里启示他的儿子是这个大祭司的时候会提这段圣经。
So we might not truly understand why is it on the matter of revealing his son as the high priest. Why would the Bible talk about this?
我要解释这段圣经之前，先要有一个认识， 就是每一个人是怎么被神造的。
And so before we go into explaining this passage, we must first understand how is it that each one of us
been created.
If you remember in Genesis, the very first page,
神造亚当夏娃,
when God created Adam and Eve,
那你如果记得那头三章圣经讲到神怎么造人的时候, 它有一段叙述的。
So if you recall how in the first three chapters, how God created man,
他说神用地上的尘土,
it had this very detailed description. He said that God started with this, this dust on earth.
造了一个人,
and he created man.
然后呢,
and then?
神就在那一个人的鼻孔里面怎么样? 吹了一口气,
and then God breathed this breath of life into man through his nostrils.
就成为一个有灵的活人,
and then that man become alive with spirit.
人在这个叙述的里头，我们大约的可以认识一件事。
And so through this, we could roughly understand this.
我们的本体不是什么高贵的黄金宝石建的。
So our bodies, it's not made from anything precious like gold or silver.
它人是用地上的什么？尘土造的。
But rather, it's just created by dust on earth.
所以我们如果好好的把这个人体解剖，然后去分析的话， 我们的内容大概跟地上的尘土的内容是一样的。
So if you truly dissect the body and then truly dive into it, you realize that we're nothing special.
对,
we're not that different.
化学家做完分析之后，给人的价值用纯物质的眼光算的话，大概8块9毛美金。
And it's for some people have actually dived into it, and so it, strictly speaking, our chemical compound that make up us probably worth only about $8.90.
那么，可是人的价值不是在于那个那团土。
But yet the value of human life is not in the physical makeup. What the elements what we're made out of.
人的价值是在于那一口。 神的气,
but rather it's in that breath of life.
当那口气吹进人的鼻孔, 然后圣经就说那个人就成为一个有灵的活人。
And so the Bible says that when that breath of life enter into that the man, he become alive.
长话短说, 从圣经的观点, 你如果特别来到新约的这个提摩太, 帖撒罗尼迦前书的时候, 你就看到保罗的问 问候弟兄姊妹的时候，他特别提到，愿你的灵与魂与身体都蒙神的保守与祝福。
And so to make a story short, we go to the New Testament in 1 Thessalonians, in the first chapter where Paul, the very last chapter,
对,
when Paul addressed the church, he said, may your spirit, your soul, and your body be blessed.
他特别提到, 灵与魂与体,
he especially pointed out the spirit, soul, and the body.
所以这里就看到人是由三个部分来组成的。
And so here this allows us to see that man is made of these three components.
灵,魂,体。
And that is the spirit, body, and the soul.
那灵,因为神是个灵。
And so spirit, because God is spirit.
主耶稣就说,因为神是个灵,所以拜他必须用 灵与 truth 真理来敬拜他。
And so that's why Jesus said, in order to worship him, you must worship in spirit and truth.
所以因为我们跟灵与灵才能够相通。
And because only then can we commune with him.
第二个部分, 魂。
And secondly is the soul.
我们坐在这里, 我在这边讲道, 诸位坐在那里仔细的听, 对吧?
So I'm here to talking to you and you're sitting there listening.
那我看你的脸上的表情，我大概知道我讲的你听懂了没有。
So looking at your expressions, I probably could tell whether you understood what I'm saying.
有的人一片茫然。
Some people may have a complete blank expression. Then I know you probably didn't understand what I'm saying.
有人已经进入梦乡, 那更不用说,
and some people may be off to la la land.
那有的人呢, 就有一个表情, 笑啊, 怎么样, 我就知道你刚刚讲的, 你有反应,
when I see emotions on your own faces, then I understand that you understood what I said.
我们人与人相交的时候, 你说话我听, 我说话你听, 然后我们互相有一个交流, 这是我们的魂的部分。
And so when we engage in conversation, I say something, you listen, you say something, I listen, we have this communication, this bond.
那这个魂的里面有三个元素。
And that's in the soul. And then there are three elements in the soul.
思想,
the first 你会想, is the thought.
对吧? 第二个, 你会同意或者不同意,
and then you may agree. And then you may agree or disagree.
第三，你会感动的流泪，或者爱我爱死了，或者恨我恨死了。And
there's some emotion coming from that. You might love me to death, or you might hate me to death.
对，这是我们的情感。And
that's our emotion.
所以这三个部分，我们的思想、我们的意志、我们的情感，就构成了你。
And so these three things, our thoughts, our will, and our emotions, compose to become us, you, individual.
这个叫做我们的魂。
And that's our soul.
那最后我们这个身体, 我们大家都最能够明白的就是我们每一个人都有一个身体。
And lastly, our bodies. This is an easy concept for everyone to understand.
那神当初跟亚当讲话的时候说, 你这个果, 这个两棵树, 这一棵果子, 知识善恶的树, 你不可以吃, 你吃的日子必定死。
And so, in the very beginning, when God told Adam, said, "You shall not eat from this the fruit from this tree of knowledge of good and evil, because for the day when you eat from it, you will surely die."
那亚当夏娃吃了,
but then Adam and Eve still they ate from the fruit.
这两个人当场倒地不起,
did they
没有,
fell down immediately and die?
他们还活着几百年呢?
They still lived on for a couple of hundred years.
对吧? 所以到底神说你必定死, 什么东西死了?
And so, what did God mean that from the day you eat from this tree, fruit of this tree, you will die? What did He mean?
灵死了.
He meant the spirit.
就好像灯不亮.
It's like the light no longer turns on.
我们的灵是耶和华的灯, 这个灯不来电了.
And so our spirit is the light of God. And so God no longer that light's no longer there.
有神荣耀的人发光的.
So originally we started out as man with glory of God. We have this light.
罪一进来,
but once sin entered,
我们的灵就死了,
our spirit died.
我们这个人就不发光了.
And so we no longer have this light.
所以亚当夏娃就发现, 我们两个都是裸体。
And because of that, then Adam and Eve realized.
瞎眼没有看见自己是裸体吗?
And so only then Adam and Eve realized that they're naked.
本来他们有神的荣耀, 像衣服一样。
And originally, why they didn't notice this is because they have the light of God. It's so glorious.
灵死了, 荣耀离开了, 神才给他们做了第一件 fashion.
And so only after they have ate from the tree the fruit from the tree of knowledge good and evil, then their spirit died, then lost that light, and so that's why God had to make this very first piece of fashion clothing for them.
所以人自从灵死了以后到今天我们只是一个活的魂而已.
And so from that time on until now, we man are nothing but just a living soul.
对，所以今天神要救我们, 祂不但要救我们的灵，祂还要救我们的魂, 还要救我们的体。
And so today when God wants to save us, not only does He want to save our spirit, but He wants to save our soul and our bodies.
好，那今天我读的跟大家读的这一节圣经，就是这位大祭司怎么样来救我们的魂。
And so this passage we just read talk about how this high priest planned on saving our soul.
我最近有一些人知道我在看医生。
And so some of you might be aware that recently I've been seeing a doctor.
这三年的疫情,我没有很严重的,我虽然阳过,但是没有得到很严重的后遗症。
And so in this past 3 years, even though I had turned positive for some time, but I don't have this long lasting after effect.
这3年多来, 我一直有一个现象,
but all these 3 years, I have been experiencing this.
就是我的左手, 这三个手指,
and that is that in my left hand, these three fingers, they become numb.
然后一直影响, 一直拉到我的, 这个,
and then it continued on until it reached my neck.
到一个程度，我现在连扣扣子都有问题。
To a point that where I
从来没有想过我会不会扣扣子了。
To a point where I couldn't even button my own shirt. I could never imagine that.
因为这里的感觉没有。Because
I lost all feelings in these fingers.
所以扣扣子很困难，尤其到了我要扣右手的扣子，那简直是mission impossible.
And so it's been a very challenging task to button my shirts, especially trying to button my right sleeve buttons.
所以就需要去看医生，用各种的侦查的机器，从什么 CT 啦，然后 X 光了，这个那个的。
And so that's why I sought the help of a health professional, and they did all sorts of tests, like CTs or X-ray scans.
盼望从这些侦查的手段能够找出你原因是什么，这是我们看病的道理。
It's a hope to through these investigative techniques that we can identify what the cause of the problem is.
好，这段圣经就是神侦查我们的手段。
And in this passage, it describes the investigative method of God.
对，刺入破开这个骨节骨髓灵与魂，这不是把你全部破开吗？
So we're talking about piercing and dividing and into our joints and marrow. Isn't that just like dissecting us?
对，十三节他说，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不是显然的，原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露。
And verse 13 says, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Right. 所以这一段圣经是讲到我们在神面前，神要医治我们，他必须让我们知道我们的病根子在哪里。
And so, standing before God, in order for God to heal us, He must know what is the root of the root cause for our sickness, illness.
对吧?
Right?
那么, 我们再读一节圣经,
so let's read another verse.
下面到希伯来书第二章第十节第十一节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 10 through 11.
到底我们的主要把我们最后带到什么样的光景里头去?
So where he want to ultimately lead us to?
好，我们来读。Let's
read.
原来那为万物所属、为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是合宜的。
Verse 10 says, for it was fitting for him, for whom all are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
那使他们成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以称他称弟兄也不以为耻。
And then verse 11, for both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. So what do these two verses want to tell us?
他说到他要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去。
It says that he wants to bring many sons to glory.
什么意思叫荣耀? 我刚刚稍微提了一下。
So I briefly mentioned what the meaning of glory.
用简单的话来讲，神就是荣耀。
To put it simply, God is glory.
你在圣经里面看每一个遇见神的人。
So if you read the Bible, every single person who met God,
他们有一个共同的经历，就是什么？
They all share the same experience.
他看到有一位充满了荣耀，从头到脚都是发着极大的光芒，像烈日一样。
They saw someone that's full of this light, this bright light like the sun shining from top to bottom.
对不对? 主耶稣在山上变相的时候，三个门徒所看见的就是这个荣耀的耶稣。
So our Lord Jesus went on the Mount Transfiguration. His three disciples saw that same transformation of Lord Jesus.
现在约翰在巴莫海岛看见这位向他显现的耶稣，也是充满了荣耀向他显现的。
Now on the island Patmos, John saw Jesus the same way, full of glory.
那当亚当夏娃犯罪以后，他的荣耀就没有了，对吧
？And so after Adam and Eve sinned, their glory went away.
所以约翰罗马书第三章曾经有这样一句话说：我们怎么样亏缺了神的荣耀
？So Romans chapter 3 is this passage that says how we have all fall short of the glory of God.
所以我们被称为罪人。
That's why we're called sinners.
我们被神定罪的原因固然。先祖犯罪
and we're sinners because, of course, our forefather have sinned.
没有听从神的命令
and did not obey the commandment of God.
所以罪就进到我们的生命中来了
which allowed sin to enter into us.
一，我们的灵死了
First, that resulted in first of all, our spirit died.
我们的魂开始失去了方向
and secondly, our soul started to lose direction.
我们就根据自己的喜好。来生活
and so we live according to our own
我们只落在撒旦的手中成为罪与死的奴隶
and then fall into hands of Satan to become slaves to sin and death
忙忙碌碌一辈子最后的结局还是零
We work hard our entire life and ultimately end up with zero、nothing.
所以主耶稣曾经说你就是赚得全世界却赔上自己的性命，你还能拿什么来换你的魂 ？Soul, your soul.
So Lord Jesus once said that if you have spent all your life accumulating all the wealth of the world, but you lost your spirit, what can you do to exchange for your soul?
对，所以这就是一个罪人的悲惨的地方，他一生都不知道他在忙什么。
And so that is the saddest thing, saddest aspect about a sinner because he does not know what he's toiling over for.
现在在这两节圣经里面，我们就看见主耶稣在地上，他要不但救我们脱离罪与死的捆绑。
And so in these two passages, we saw that our Lord Jesus came onto this earth not only to save us from the bondage of sin and death.
那是第一步。
So that's only the first step.
我们重生了。
So we're born again.
我们的灵活过来了。
Our spirits revived.
对吧？这是因信称义的结果。
And this is sanctification by faith. That's the result.
但是耶稣的工作还要继续。
But yet the work of Jesus continues on.
最后的目标是什么？
Because the ultimate goal,
他要带许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
Because the ultimate goal is to bring many sons to glory.
那意思就是说，神当初造人的那个原初的第一个旨意，因为人的犯罪而完全被破坏了。
And because so that means that the original goal God had in mind, because man sinned, completely destroyed that goal.
但是神并没有放弃他的旨意。
But yet he never gave up on that goal.
神要继续来拯救人。
He wants to continue to save man.
最终还是要回到什么？神当初造人那个荣耀的里面去。
Ultimately.Bring man back into that glory.
这是在这里很清楚的向我们表白。
So here it clearly lays it out for us.
那他要完成这件工作，十一节就说，这个整个神在做这一件恢复的时候，这个步骤叫做成圣。看到没有？这里两个字叫做成圣。
So the step, the process he goes through in order to accomplish that is called sanctification.
那使人成圣的，那就是指的耶稣。和那得以成圣的，那就指的我们。
And so, so where he said that the one who sanctifies, that's referring to Jesus, then the one being sanctified, referring to man.
啊，都是出于一，这是中文的翻译，少了一个字。
And so the Chinese version, lack one word, is simply said it all came from one place.
那英文把它翻出来了。
But the English version clearly lays it out. It says all from one.
都是出于一什么？
It came from one father.
So, from one father.
The English version says one father clearly lays it out.
使人成圣的是这位来到地上的耶稣，神的儿子。被成圣的，而得以成圣的，那就是我们被神宝血拯救的人。
And so the one who sanctifies is our Lord Jesus who came to this earth, and the one who are being sanctified are all of us on earth.
这两者，不管是耶稣也好，不管是我们被他拯救的人也好，都源出于一个父神。
But regardless whether you are Jesus or the one being saved, all come from one, which is the Father.
所以我们跟主耶稣在神的眼中的地位是什么？
So where does that put us in terms of our standing with Lord Jesus in the eyes of the Father?
耶稣就是长兄，对吧？
So,
我们都是他的什么？弟弟。
So Lord Jesus is like the big brother, and we're all the younger brothers.
So after all, 那个天太平天国那个人叫洪秀全，他说的还是有道理，对吧？
So it seems like that Hong Xiuquan from the Chinese history, the heavenly kingdom movement. So he was actually kind of correct in his sense.
对。他称耶稣是天兄，对吧？
Because he called Jesus the heavenly older brother.
是，圣经是这样讲。
True, yes, that's what the Bible says.
就是刚刚读的这节圣经。
Truly, that's what it says.
好，那么既然神打发他的儿子到地上来，不但上十字架完成救赎我们的这个救赎大恩。
So not only did God send forth our Lord Jesus to complete the salvation to save us.
但是今天主耶稣在天上做我们整个教会的大祭司。
However, our Lord Jesus also today in heaven is the high priest for all of us.
做工。
And he continues to work today.
这是我们每一个基督徒必须认识的。
And this is something that every Christian must understand.
他要做什么工呢？
And what is he doing?
就是要把我们带到荣耀里头去。
And he wants to bring all of us into glory.
好，那我们的难处在哪里？
But where is our challenge?
所以你就会发现我们的难处是在我们的魂的里头。
So you'll discover that the challenge lies in our soul.
好，那我们来看几处的圣经。
So let's read a few places from the Bible.
诗篇139篇23节。
Psalm 139.
这是大卫的诗。
So this is a song of David.
大卫在写这篇诗篇的时候，说出他里头的祷告。
So David, when he wrote down the psalm, he wrote down the prayer of his heart.
好，二十三节，他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。”
In verse 23, he said, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts."
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
Verse 24, and see if there be any hurtful ways in me, and lead me in the everlasting way.
你们都读过这篇诗篇吧？
You have all read this psalm, right?
请问大卫的祷告是什么？
So let me ask you this, what's the prayer of David?
他求什么？
What was he looking for? What was he praying about?
求神鉴察我，知道我的心思。
So he's praying for God to know his heart.
试炼我，知道我的意念。
To try him and know his anxious thoughts.
因为他知道，如果我们在神面前把我们所想的，我们心中所爱慕的，如果被神曝光的话，那我大概完蛋了。
Because he knows that if God truly sees what our hearts desires, what are truly, then we're probably done for.
对吧？那但是大卫是一个合神心意的人，这是神耶稣为他做的见证。你是合我心意的。
So Jesus testifies to the fact that David was someone who's after God's heart.
他并不是一个完人。
He's not a complete man,
a perfect man. 而且他做了很多歹事。
And he did many wrong things.
对吧？他看中人家的老婆，把那个老公给干掉。
For example, he lusted after someone else's wife and sent that husband off to war to be killed.
道德上有缺陷的人，可是神却说你是合我心意的，咋回事？
So for someone like that who is full of shortcomings, but yet God said that he is someone after his heart.
大卫的一生是值得我们每一个罪人来好好读一读，这个大罪人是怎么被神悦纳的。
So David truly is worthy of us to study, because we want to, we should learn how was it that a sinner like him was accepted by God.
在这个祷告里面,
and so from the, we can learn from this prayer that we learned that David is someone who does not hide himself from God. Because he's willing to open up himself to God. And ask God to examine, to know his heart.
那他用两个动词, 一个是 search, 一个是 try, mean.
He used two verbs. One is to search, and second is to try.
为什么叫做 search?
Why does he use the word search?
有一个人把它解释出来。
So someone explained this.
下一章。
And next,
这是耶利米书17章第9节第10节
In Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 to 10
人心比万物都诡诈 坏到极处, 谁能试透呢?
The heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick.
我第10节 耶和华是鉴察人心 试验人肺腑的 要照个人所行的和他所做的事结果报应他。
Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind, even to give to each man according to his ways, according to the result of his deeds.
所以在这个地方, 不管大卫也好, 或者这一个耶利米也好, 他们都知道我们哪里有问题, 心有问题。
So whether it's David or Jeremiah, both they all know that our issue lies within our hearts.
要从这个坏心眼得解救，可不是三言两语啊！你要有好心啊，你就可以解决的，不是。
So in order to deal with this matter of having this deceitful heart, it's not something that could be done with just a few words.
那神在这里说的很清楚。 我耶和华是鉴察人心、试验人肺腑的神。
So here the Lord made it very clear. He said, I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind.
这就是神跟人不一样的地方。
And so this is what's different between God and man.
我们中国话有一句话说, 知人知面不知心,对吧?
So there's old Chinese saying that so you can know the person's face, but you do not know what he's thinking.
我们都是看外表。
Because we all look outwardly.
圣经说, 唯有耶和华看人心。
But the Bible said only the Lord looks into the heart.
那这个先知耶利米的话，他说：“人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能试透呢？”
So in Jeremiah here it says that the heart is more deceitful than all else and is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
我们传福音的时候。
So when we share the gospel,
常常不太愿意讲你是罪人。
So oftentimes we hesitate to call people to say you are a sinner.
你听到这句话很觉得你这个家伙太武断了。
So if you're on the receiving end of this, you feel like that person being very judgmental.
那我们跟朋友传福音，或者你自己当初第一次听到福音，当有你人家听到你说我是罪人，你是很不服气的。
And so whether we're sharing the gospel with our friends or we ourselves heard the gospel for the very first time, when we heard that we are sinners,
我们第一个反应就是说，哎，我从小到今天都是凭良心做事的。
And so whenever you heard that we're sinners, you might want to argue back and say, hey, I from the very beginning, from when I was very young to now today, I did things according to my conscience.
我也没有杀过人，也没有放过火。
I didn't kill anybody, and I didn't burn any house down.
所以你说我是罪人，我是不承认的。 So
you call me a sinner? I will not accept this.
我们都有这相类似的反应。
I think a lot of us have similar experience.
除非有一天,
unless one day,
你忽然间发现你里头真实的光景。
You discover the true nature that's inside your heart.
你自己都不敢相信, 居然这是我。
You might not even believe it, that this is you.
然后你才会谦卑地向神认罪悔改。
And only then will you be able to humble yourself and repent.
对吗?
Right?
我们一定有一天在我们的生命当中, 会被神带到一个地步，神要有个镜子给你自己看，这就是你的样子，真实的样子。
God will lead us down the path that one day the mirror will be hold up to us, allowing us to see what our true nature is.
为什么神要把我们带到这个地步？
Well, why? Why would he do this?
也就是说，主耶稣有一句话。
So, Lord Jesus once said,
这句话是记载在马太福音26章。
And so,
here, yeah, 差不多。
So it's in Matthew 26.
有两次哈，对。
So it's mentioned twice.
我讲两个故事给你们听。
So I'll share two stories with you.
一个是马太福音九章。
The first is in Matthew chapter 9.
主耶稣在地上传道。
So Lord Jesus was preaching on earth.
有一天来到国税局。
And one day he came to the essentially the IRS.
对。那边主去找一个人叫做马太。
So he was there looking for someone named Matthew.
他很忙在收税。
He was very busy collecting taxes.
主就对忙得不可开交的马太说，来跟随我。
And so he said to Matthew, who was too very busy, he said, come and follow me.
这个大税吏居然就听了耶稣的话，跟了耶稣。
Amazingly,This great tax collector, he dropped everything and followed him.
这个人就是写马太福音的作者。
So he is the author of the book of Matthew.
好，那天他就大摆筵席，因为耶稣居然看中他，呼召他，他现在要跟随耶稣了，就来了一个大宴席，宣告他辞职不干了。
And so,
要跟随耶稣。
So because of that, he threw this.Great feast to celebrate the fact that Jesus came to call upon him. And so he said he'll drop everything and then to
serve. 他就请了他的朋友来啊，跟他一起吃饭。
So he invited all his friends to the feast.
那一定是一个大的宴席，对吧？
So it's a great feast.
可是在那个宴席的里头，有一群宗教的领袖，圣经叫他们做法利赛人。
So among those people were these religious leaders that the Bible calls them the Pharisees.
就窃窃私语。
And so they were talking with one another in a low voice.
哎，你们的夫子怎么会跟这个税吏跟这些罪人在一起吃饭？
And they were saying, how could your teacher be dining with these sinners, these tax collectors?
因为在犹太人的眼中，特别是这些所谓上流社会的人。他们是宗教的领袖也好，政治的领袖也好，他们绝对瞧不起税吏。
Because in the Jewish tradition and during that time, the upper class, they, like such as these Pharisees and other people, they looked down upon tax collectors.
为什么？因为税吏是犹太人抽犹太人的税交给外国人，罗马。
Because these tax collectors.Collect taxes from their own people in order to pay these foreigners, the Romans.
他们是亡国奴，他们的主宰是罗马人。
So these, they were essentially they're kind of slaves because from a destroyed kingdom. So they are serving their masters.
所以在他们的眼中，这些税吏都是叫做犹奸。
So to these Israelites, they see these tax collectors,
吃里扒外。
They basically they're traitors, essentially.
这些叫做在这些上流社会的犹太人就看不起这些抽税的人。
So this upper class, they view the tax collectors with contempt.
但是又不敢得罪他们，因为他们有抽税的权利。
But yet they do not dare to offend them because they have the ability to collect taxes.
你们的耶稣怎么会跟这种人搞在一起？
And so that's why they
耶稣说什么？
So they were asking the disciples, hey, how come your teacher are hanging out with these people?
有病的人才需要医生。
But Jesus responded, only those who are sick need to see a doctor.
我来本不是招义人，乃是招
I came not to call upon those who are righteous, but sinners.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
当我们不认识自己是罪人的时候， 我们不但对自己的罪看不清楚，我们还挑三挑四挑别人的罪。
So when we don't realize we're still sinners, we don't realize we are sinners, and instead we are actually trying to pick other people's faults.
但主耶稣来，他说：“我来不是招义人，我来是招罪人。”所以只有你自己知道自己是罪人的时候，你才会来到主面前。
And so, but Lord Jesus said, I come to call upon the sinners, not the those who are righteous. So only when you're sinners, then when you realize that you're a sinner, then will you be called by Jesus.
第二个故事。
So second story.
基督徒刚刚开始信主的时候，我们容易谦卑，知道自己是罪人，我们愿意接受耶稣，拯救我这个可怜的罪人，我们开始愿意的。
So when we first start out as Christians, we just become believers, it's easy for us to accept the fact that we are sinners and we humble ourselves.
但是我们慢慢跟随主一段日子以后。
But after a while, after we've been following the Lord for a while,
我们反正我们说主啊，我的罪你都赦免了，对吧？
And we would say, Lord, you have forgiven all my sin.
我们就不太容易向神认罪悔改。
So it becomes we're reluctant to repent in front of the Lord.
而且呢，还容易自以为意。
And also, it's easy for us to feel like we're self righteous.
好，在马太福音二十六章讲了一个故事。
Matthew 26 is shared this story.
那一天是主耶稣要上十字架之前的那个晚上。
So that was the night before our Lord was crucified.
主耶稣忽然说。
The Lord Jesus for all of a sudden said,
你们中间有人要卖我。
So someone, one of you will betray me.
然后我会被抓，然后我会被钉十字架。
And he said, I'll be arrested and then crucified upon the cross.
然后从死里复活。
And then I'll be resurrected.
当主耶稣宣告这件事情的时候。
And so when our Lord Jesus proclaimed this,
彼得怎么反应？
What was Peter's reaction?
这是万万不能临到你。
He said, may never be so.
对吧？然后呢？ 主说，你们会这个有人出卖我，有人否定我。
And he said that someone, one of you will betray me and one of you will deny me.
彼得马上表态。
And so Peter also said,
他怎么表态？
What did he say?
众人可以否认你。
He said that even
绝对不会否认你。
He said that even though other may before have forsaken you, but I will never deny you.
我为你舍命都愿意。
I am willing to die for you.
啊，表忠啊
，right?
He's 绝对相信自己怎么样，不会否认主的。
He felt that he will absolutely not, he will never deny the Lord.
他是对自己有百分之百的把握。
He had 100% confidence in himself.
做梦没有想到耶稣说，
But he would
never, 今夜鸡叫以前，你要三次否认我。
But he would never ever dreamt the fact, well, that Jesus will turn to him and said that before the crowing of the cock, that you will deny me three times.
这个我们都读过的。
So, we have all read this passage.
那彼得马上就说不可能。
He's,
我愿意为你死。
He said that never, I will die for you.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得现在所讲的这一切的话，请问是真的还是假的？
So, dear brothers and sisters, let me ask you this. Everything that Peter just said,Is this the truth? Is this truly what he's thinking?
还是他骗耶稣?
Or was he just lying to Jesus?
他绝对不是骗耶稣。他绝对是在那里对耶稣拍的胸脯打了保单。我绝对不会否认你的。
So he was absolutely the telling truth. He was pounding his chest and then he was telling Jesus the truth, what he thinks is true.
但是耶稣知不知道彼得的难处?知道。
But does Jesus know what Peter's true struggles are?
谁不知道自己的难处？
So,
十二个门徒，为什么呢？因为圣经说，当彼得这样子讲，我为你死都可以的话，十二个，其他的十一个也说同样的话。
But who doesn't know their true nature? The remaining the 11 disciples, because after Peter said that those words, they also pounded their own chest and said the exact same thing to Jesus.
所以, 他们就经历了这一次的大的试探。
So they all went through this great big trial.
12个人都经过这一场大风波之后, 结论是什么? 果然鸡叫以前, 彼得三次否认耶稣。
And after they experienced this great trial, they realized that indeed it was true that before the rooster crows, Peter denied the Lord three times.
耶稣回头看他一眼。
And so Jesus turned to look at him.
彼得什么反应? 就出去痛哭。
So how did Peter react? He went outside and just cried.
请问他哭谁?
So who is he crying for?
他哭谁?
Who is he crying for?
是哭耶稣要上十字架呢? 还是哭谁?
Was he crying because the Lord about to be crucified? Or who is he crying for?
他哭的不是为耶稣哭的。
He wasn't crying for Jesus.
对吧?
He was crying for himself.
耶稣回头看他一眼的时候, 他忽然间看见了谁? 他看见了耶稣也同时呢? 看见自己。
And so when,
所以他痛苦。
And so when Jesus looked back upon him, looked at him, Peter saw not only the Lord, but also his own true nature. And so he wept bitterly for himself.
他看见 这个彼得居然怎么样? 做了他最恨的那件事。
He saw that this Peter did something that he himself hated the most.
他说,别人可以否认你,我绝对不会否认你。
Because he said, I mean, even others may deny you, but I will never deny you.
别人还没有否认,你是第一个带头的否认。
But the truth tells him that even others did not even start to deny the Lord, but you started to deny him.
这是他做梦也没有想到的。
He's something he never dreamt of.
可是主耶稣让他倒。
But yet the Lord Jesus allowed him to fall.
Why? 为什么?
And why?
我们会倒的, 而且倒得很惨。
So we will fall down, and
可是,
very, very badly too.
我们必须经过这一步, 为什么?
But however, we must go through this step. Why?
我们没有看见自己的真相, 我们永远以为我是怎么样?
Because if we don't see our true self, then we will always feel like we're the best.
十足的信心,
because we will feel like we have 100% faith
别人可以倒,
in ourselves.
我绝对不倒,
because we will feel like that others may fall, but we will never fall.
这是因为我们不认识我们的真相,
and this is because we do not know our own true nature.
我们必须经过主耶稣的这一个大祭司的工作, 把我们切的思路敞开, 你自己看看, 你里面真实的光景是什么?
So we must go under the knife by our high priest to reveal our full self.
为什么保罗叫我们做活祭?
So why did Paul call us a living sacrifice? So this is said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们, 将身体献上当作活祭, 有没有这句话?
So in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, he said the very first thing, he said, brothers, brethren, I encourage you to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
为什么在新约不要杀羊杀牛,像旧约的人要杀羊杀牛来做祭物,而到新约的时候却说你们是活祭, 什么意思?
So why is it that in the New Testament we no longer need to offer up lambs or cows as sin offerings, but we offer ourselves up as living sacrifice? What does that mean?
当然我们不是赎罪祭,赎千祭,我们不可能赎人家的罪,我们自己的罪都赎不了。
Of course, we're not sin offerings because we can't even deal with our own sins, we much less other people's sins.
但是旧约里面有一个祭物叫做燔祭。
But however, there's a type of offerings in the Old Testament. It's called the
献燔祭的这个叙述.
It's called the burnt
burnt offering.
Burnt offering. Right. It's called the burnt offering.
By the way, 原文这个 burn offering 叫做 holocaust。
And so, just FYI, so the original text is called, the original word they use is called holocaust.
对吧？这个是原文的意思，就是这个 holocaust。
So,
是讲的是翻祭。
It's actually referring, that word refers to the burnt offering.
那在献燔祭的时候，圣经有一个独特的形容，叙述。
And so in offering this burnt offering, there's a very detailed description.
这个牛也好，羊拿来说，就要把皮，第一个把皮给扒了。
And the very first step is to skin the animal.
第二，把这个牲畜切成块子，一大块一大块吧，切开来。
And secondly, to cut them into pieces.
然后把里面的内脏都要用经过水洗过。
And then to use water to cleanse the intestines.
然后这个祭司再把这个祭物通通恢复原状。
And then the high priest the priest would then return this animal back into its original shape.
然后把这个祭物放在祭坛上火烧。
And then put it upon the altar to be burnt.
早上一只，晚上一只，早上一只，每12个小时献上一只。
And they will make this offering every 12 hours.
祭坛上的火不可熄灭。
And then the fire on the altar shall never be out.
这个是献燔祭的时候的规定。
And that is the requirement of making an offering.
活祭就是指着这个说的。
So, the living sacrifice is in reference to that.
因为这里要切开的时候，就让神要让我们看到一件事情，神要在我们里面开刀啊。
And so, when this animal's been opened up, it's actually referring to how God will open us up.
他这个刀切到什么地步呢？要切到灵与魂、骨节与骨髓，也就是最里面。
And then the knife will pierce our spirit and soul and our joints and marrow. So it's the very inner part of us.
他要洁净我们。
In order to cleanse us.
听懂了没有？他要洁净我们。
In order so that he could cleanse us.
那现在你看彼得的经历，或者其他门徒的经历。
So now if we look at Peter's experience or other disciples' experience.
他们每一个人信来跟随主的时候都是非常爱主的，对吧？
So every single one of them loved the Lord.
可是他们爱主的里面，他有一个掺杂，有一个难处。
So they love him very much, but there's something that there's
difficulty. 什么是这十二个门徒的难处？
So what was that difficulty?
他们都想坐耶稣的右边或者左边。
They all want to be the left and right side of Jesus.
他们的爱主说到最后还是爱谁啊？我。
In other words, their love for the Lord, ultimately, if you really get down to it, is love for self.
爱自己的这个是最深处的秘密，连他自己都搞不清楚。
And so this love for self is their deepest secret that they themselves don't know.
这个自爱隐藏在里面，你的爱主这一个掺杂的时候，主就对彼得曾经说过很厉害的话：“撒旦，退到我后面去吧，因为你是我的什么绊脚石。”
So that's why when they have this impurity in their love for the Lord, the Lord once said to Peter, "He said, 'Get behind me, Satan, for you are my stumbling block.'"
所以你就知道，我们基督徒来侍奉神走的这条路的里面有一个大难题。这个大难题不是别人，这个大难题是谁？我。
So the same thing for us Christians in following Jesus and serving Him, we have all this big challenge in that.
连我爱主里面都掺杂着什么？自爱。
For even on the matter of loving the Lord, it was mixed with this impurity of self-love.
而这个自爱如果没有被对付，你跟其他的同工绝对没有办法配搭，因为你要说，我算了算，我说了算，你们得乖乖听我的，好打。
So if this has been not dealt with, then it will be very difficult working with other co-workers because that self-love will come out and you all want to be on top, the one who's giving the orders.
这是每一个教会的故事。
So this is the story of every church.
我看你们不顺眼，我走了，我到别的教会去。我告诉你，你到别的教会去，可能比这个还糟糕。
So you may say, I'm not going to stand for this. I'll just go to a different church. But let me tell you this, it might be even worse at the next church.
神为什么把我们放在一起？说你们要彼此相爱，做我的身体。
Why did God put us all together? He said that you shall love one another.
You know why? 因为如果没有这个身体，你永远学不会这个功课。
Because without this body,
你绝对不会发现有什么问题的。人在一起，你才发现我有问题，我大问题。
Without this body, without this working together as one body, you will never discover this because on your own. Because only when you're working with others, then you will see your true self.
所以主在希伯来书才讲一句话：你们不可停止聚会。 停止惯的人，倒要彼此劝勉，有没有这句话？
So in that's why in book of Hebrews he said never cease meeting together.
因为聚会是神在这里开刀的地方。Because
the meeting place is where God does his dissecting work.
这是活生生的，这十二个门徒跟随耶稣这三年半。 他们学的功课是活生生、血淋淋，很 exciting， 也很痛苦。
So for these 3.5 years, this disciple learned this very vivid, very exciting, but very painful lesson.
对，因为他们的魂要经过非常厉害的什么切割。
Because their soul had to go through this very intense dissection.
对。 我们只有经过这样的步骤，大祭司他的刀下来的时候，才把我们的灵与魂里头的故事打开来，我们才真正认识，有一天你会为你自己在神面前怎么样痛苦，我怎么是那么可怕。
And only then, when you've been dissected by the high priest into your spirit and your soul, everything's all laid out, then you truly get to know yourself.
所以也只有到这个地步的时候，我们才会接受耶稣的什么审判。
And only then will we be able to accept Jesus' judgment.
也就是说，当你自己知道你的病入膏肓，你才会好好听医生的话，对吧？
In other words, only when you realize how serious your illness is, then you will listen to the doctor.
主耶稣曾经说过一句话，在马太福音。
Lord Jesus once said in the book of Matthew,
15章18节到19节,
and that's in chapter 15, verse 18 to 19.
唯独出口的，就是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。
But the things that proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and those defile the man.
因为从19节，因为从心里发出来的有恶念，有凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、妄读。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, slanders.
这一切都是保罗。 的经历，也是我们每一个人经历。So
this, all this, have been experienced by Paul, and we have all experienced this.
什么时候发现，就是这一个神的两刃的利剑刺进我们的骨髓，刺入我们的灵与魂的时候，我们有一天忽然间看见自己的真貌是什么？And
when we have discovered all this, is when that two-edged sword pierced. Our spirit and soul pierce into our joints and marrows. Then you'll discover this about yourself.
那神怎么样把我们带出来呢？
So how would God lead us out of this?
你如果上过我们的受洗的课，就讲到受洗。
So if you have attended our classes on baptism,
那是罗马书第六章。
So that's in Romans chapter 6.
讲到神要把我们联合于他儿子的死，也要联合于他儿子的复活，这是我们上过这个受洗课的时候，我们每一个人都学的。And
talk about we will be united with him in death and united with him in his resurrection.
但是从你受洗一直到今天，你有没有在这件事情上操练过？
But have you truly exercise yourself on this matter since you've been baptized.
受洗是第一个操练，你说主啊，我愿意。
So your baptism is the very first test.
但是受洗之后，我们每一个基督徒是怎么样学这个成圣的功课，这个实际的操练是怎么操的？
Yes, Lord, I'm willing. But then afterwards, how do we truly learn this lesson? How do we apply it?
我们来看罗马书的第。 8章第5节到第6节。
Let's take a Romans. Take a look at Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6.
对，罗马书八章五节到六节有没有？找到没有？
Romans chapter 8 verse 5 to 6.
Yeah, 我们都知道这些圣经，但是我要把它提出来。
But we're all familiar with this passage.
他说第五节，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the spirit, the things of the spirit.
第六节，体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mindset on the flesh is death, but the mindset on the spirit of is life and peace.
在这个地方，保罗就讲到一个得释放的基督徒是怎么样来操练成圣的功课。
And so here Paul talks about how a Christian who is freed, how did they learn this lesson? How did they apply?
这两节圣经有一个动词是一直重复，那个动词是什么？体贴。
And so here in both the verses there's this verb and that is to set the minds.
什么叫做体贴？
What does it mean?
所以你脑袋啊？你的脑袋你想清楚了，那你要做你的意志要做一个选择，对吧？
And so it means in your mind you have thought about this and you need to make a choice.
你觉得这件事情好？
And if you feel this is a good thing?
啊，人家给你介绍了，你也觉得同意了，你就出钱把它买了，这是我们大家每天生活中会做的一件事。
Maybe somebody talked to you about something, you feel you made up your mind, you feel that's good, then you pay for it. This is something that we encountered on a daily basis.
那你不喜欢你就不买。
And if you don't like it, then you don't buy it.
好，那现在保罗就用同样的话，体贴。体贴什么意思？就是你的脑袋，你听见了，听懂了，你要做一个选择。
So setting your mind on something means that you heard about something, you understood it, and then you need to make a decision on it.
对，那如果你体贴了你的肉体，那你就是死，这是指的你的跟神的交通就不通了。
So it's very simple. You set your mind on the flesh, then it's death. That means you no longer have a communication with God.
对，那你体贴圣灵的话，那就是生命平安。
But if you set the mind is set on the spirit, it's life and peace.
所以这整个的操练是在哪一个范围里头？
So in what arena is this whole exercise about?
我们的魂嘛。
So it takes place in our soul.
这就是每一个基督徒，你受浸以后，你要在神面前做一个操练，就是你的意志、情感。心思你要学体贴谁。
And so that's an exercise we as Christians must learn is that in our whole entire being, our soul, our heart and mind, where should we set our minds on?
对，我们以前没有信主的时候，我们永远是体贴自己的，这毫无疑问。
So before we become believers, of course we are mindful of ourselves, we set our minds on ourselves.
的确我说了算。
Everything I say goes.
可是现在你得救了，你受洗了，你归入主的名下。
But now that you've been baptized, you have been brought under the name of the Lord.
那现在主是我们的大祭司，对吧？
So our Lord is our high priest.
他的目标是要把我们从这一个堕落的光景带到荣耀的光景去。
And so it's his goal to bring us from this fallen nature into the nature of glory.
所以他在我们身上就要做工。
And so that's why he has to work on us.
所以每一个基督徒，如果你很有意识的知道。神爱你，神要把你带出这个罪恶的捆绑。
So as Christians, if you are mindful of this, you know that God loves you and wants to bring you out of this bondage.
我们就要来跟他配合。
We must work with him.
你要跟随圣灵的带领。
And to follow the Spirit's guidance.
你第一要看。
First, you need to look.
第二，你要知道。
Second, you need to know.
第三，你要默想。
And third, you need to meditate.
最后，把它吸收起来。然后有行动。
And then lastly, you absorb all this in,
对，
and then you have action, you take action.
我们在魂的操练里头，我们一步一步一步在神的面前学这个功课。
And so these are the steps that we take to learn this lesson before before God.
中文的圣经翻译成体贴，英文的圣经翻译成 mindset.
So that's the setting one's mind.
对。都在我们的魂的里头。
It all take place in our soul.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这是大祭司每天在我们身上 所做的工作。
And this is the work that the high priest does every single day on each one of us.
我们很多都是老基督徒了。
So a lot of us are old Christians here.
我不知道阁下学的怎么样。
I don't know how your lesson's been going.
哎，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is very important.
如果我们学得好，那我们在神的手中就能够被神所用。
So if we learn our lessons well, then God will be able to use us.
那保罗另外一句话就是，你们当以基督的心为心，有没有这句话？
So Paul also said that you should have Christ's heart as your heart.
这是腓立比书二章第五节的一句话。
So this is Philippians chapter 2 verse 5.
那英文的翻译呢？这个中文说，当以基督的心为心。英文的翻译他说 ,have this mind in you.
So in the English translation in chapter 2 verse 5, it says, have this attitude in yourself, which was also in Christ Jesus.
对，你那个翻译是 New American Standard, 是 attitude. 但是我选的这个版本是 American Standard, 美国标准版的时候，他把这个字基督的心为心的这个心它是特别指到你的什么 ？mind.
So in the American Standard Version of the Bible, that verse translates to use the word mind instead of attitude.
对
，so it's more apt.
它特别的 focus， 保罗要我们要以基督的 mind 为我们的 mind.
So Paul especially want to point out that we should have Jesus' mind as our mind.
他另外还有一句话说，你们要思想天上的事，不要思想地上的事，有没有这句话？
And he also talked about how we need to be meditate on things in heaven and not on earth.
我们好诚实的回答，你每天想的是天上还是地上？
So may we truly answer this question every day. Are you thinking of things in heaven or things on earth?
所以你就知道我们的 mind 从小我们的训练都是只看地上，只看眼前的事。
So from this,
我们没有这种训练思想上面的事。但是你从你得救以后，神说你要学思想上面的事，不要思想地上的事。
So from this we can tell that from very beginning, very young age, that we've been trained to look at things of this earth. But ever since you become a Christian, you should start to train yourself to be mind, to set your mind on things in heaven.
告诉你大家一个坏消息。
Let me tell you a bad news.
ChatGPT 啊，这个人工智慧。
So things like AIs, things like ChatGPT.
它现在厉害到一个，慢慢人就被淘汰了。
May get to a point where they may replace humans.
很多的是这个电脑人工智慧可以帮你做的。
A lot of things this AI, artificial intelligence, can help you do.
对，所以到那一天你没事干了，你的脑袋就完全躺平了。
And so on that day when you don't have anything else to do, your mind might go blank.
主耶稣说，把你的 mind 不要放在地上，要放在什么？天上。
So Lord Jesus said, do not place your mind on earth, but set it on heaven.
你就永远不会失业。
And so therefore, if you do that, you'll never be laid off.
你天天想地上的事，有一天 ChatGPT 替你全包了，你就没活干了。
Because if you set your mind on things of this earth, one day things just such as ChatGPT will replace you. Then you have nothing to do.
我们的 mind, 神已经给我们一条路，一条出路。
So God already gave us a way out.
听懂了没有？
Do you understand this?
低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你是我们的大祭司。
For you are a high priest.
主啊，我们不认识大祭司的工作。
We do not know the true work of the high priest.
但是今天你把你的话再一次表明在我们每一个人的面前。
So today you once again lay your words in front of us.
主啊，求你指教我们。
Please teach us.
你当年怎么样带领你的十二个门徒
？How you led your 12 disciples?
他们学了真非常真实的功课
，so that they can learn this true lesson.
因着他们这样非常血淋淋的学习，他们就认识了自己。
Because they have this very bloody experience, this vivid experience, they learned.
他们才把自己完全放下
，and so they can truly lay themselves down.
能够像保罗所说，我已经与基督同死同埋葬。
to a point where they can be just like what Paul said, that they're united with Christ in death and united with him in the resurrection.
不再是我, 乃是基督活在我里面。
So today is no longer I who lives, but Christ in me.
主啊,把这样的mindset赐给我们。
Lord, please give us such a mindset.
主啊,让我们每一个基督徒天天与你配合。
Every single Christian can co-work with you every day. So we can be a sanctified Christian.
到那一天,你就可以把我们带进荣耀里。
So on that day, you will be able to bring us into glory.
你就可以心满意足你的劳苦,得到当得的结果。
And on that day, you'll be satisfied for all your work have bore the fruit.
求你怜悯你的教会。
Please have mercy on your church.
怜悯每一个你用宝血买赎神的儿女。
And have mercy on every single children whom you have purchased with precious blood. Please hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名。
Praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.